Maybe it went too far. But we just couldn't carry on.
That's my grandmother, talking about the revolution of May 2033. Hi, my name's Leo Jansen, and I'm an investigative journalist. I've been approached to produce a documentary in which ordinary people look back at the extraordinary events that took place 20 years ago, and now get to tell their side of the story. A story that changed the entire course of the 21st century.
Things were very different to how they are now, Leo. And back then, nobody had ever heard of OCAS. We just called them greedy bloody sods.
I was a full-on workaholic. To me, money equaled happiness.
Didn't you own your own house?
No. Nobody could bloody afford it.
You actually saw people living on the street?
Oh, yes. They were everywhere, Leo. But like I said, everyone was struggling. Well, not everyone.
I was fucking obsessed with money. I mean, we all were.
Obsessive capital accumulation syndrome was first recognized as a medical condition in the wake of the affluenza court cases. As of right now, unfortunately, we can only treat people with OCAS, not cure them.
When the public found out what they did to Josie, she became a sort of emblem.
Yeah, but why did it take until May 33 before anyone actually did anything?
Because I didn't realize I had a problem, did I? None of us did.
Why was every generation just constantly kicking the can down the road to their own kids?
Honestly, I don't know.